Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. We're ready to dish a listing when you call us with an item number at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
And we were speaking with Patty in Miami, Florida. There's yes, that frog in my throat.
So, Patty,
known as the shopping mom, too.
What did you want to tell us?
So, basically, okay, so there's only two ways of getting a defect.
Okay? That's correct. And, as of February 20th.
You know, after February 20th. And one of the things is that, you know, you have it in your hands to make sure that the merchandise is in your possession, okay, and you need to go ahead and get organized if you're having problems with that. You know, basically, it is your responsibility, and it is something that you can have, you have control over it, okay? So the other day, I sold something. I sold a VHS tape, okay? And I do have interns that come in and help me list, okay? So apparently, you know, I was not careful. I wasn't watching them. I didn't, you know, check behind them, whatever it was. The case, the VHS sold. And when I went to pack the VHS, I opened it up to make sure that it was clean on the inside as well as the outside. And guess what happened? The VHS that sold was not the same VHS that I had in my possession. Okay? So now panic. I am going insane because I don't have a VHS. It sold. It was a children's VHS. It was for a cartoon, and the VHS that I had was for something completely different in the package. And now I am totally, totally freaking out because it's a deserved, well-deserved defect because I don't have that merchandise, okay?
Right.
Well, guess what happened? So all of a sudden, finally, I walk away. I'm like, I'm calming myself down because I don't want to go ahead and say something stupid to the buyer. I don't want to upset the buyer. Let me go ahead and see how I approach this and all this kind of stuff, right? So before I do that, I walk away and I'm thinking, and I said, well, I could go ahead and try to find that on eBay. And I did. I found the VHS on eBay. Right. And I contacted the seller. I bought it from the seller. I contacted the seller. I explained the situation. I told them how I want it packed. And the seller sent it to my buyer. And I avoided a defect.
Yay!
Yes! Thank you, eBay! I love eBay!
There you go. That wasn't so hard.
Wow.
No. But, I mean, you know, I know, Griff, that you cannot go ahead and do that with your shirts. Okay, and I know
might
that you,
be. You never know. I would try to find the matching shirt on eBay if I could.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can find anything on eBay. And eBay, one more time, came through for me. You know, this is why I love this place. Because, you know, no matter what, okay, if you have to, like, control yourself, compose yourself, start thinking, okay, and don't go wacko, and then find a solution to the problem, okay?
There you
and
go.
And it came through. And it was cheaper, Griff. I got it cheaper.
You made a little money.
Yes, I did.
You need to find some better enthusiasm, Patty.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Patty, thank you.
Pom-pong.
It is always great to hear from you. Your attitude, Patty, is so wonderful.
Isn't she the best?
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
We adore you. We adore you.
See you later, sweetheart. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay.
Again, our telephone number is 8, and that makes me feel good when she calls, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Okay, Billy from North Platte, Nebraska, known as Feeding Zoe, has a listing dish for us, Griff.
All righty, let me bring up a page.
And it's kind of interesting.
Is it radio worthy? Is it?
Oh, no. It's not adult in nature.
Too bad.
No.
You know I like a little provocation.
When you see what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So here is the item number 2621.
2621.
2760.
2760. 260-8183.
Again, that is 2621-2760-8183.
It's taking its time loading up right now.
Yeah, I'm having problems here, too.
Don't tell me we're having a... eBay.com is not responding.
No, I'm on eBay.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Sperry Owen Super TMT Total Motor Treatment DuPont Teflon Made in USA 8-ounce rare. Oh, so this looks like it's maybe old?
Yeah.
He says rare, so I guess it's not made anymore. I don't know.
New vintage cans have some rust but are sealed unopened. New vintage cans.
Oh, there's more than 10 available. Should we get some of this for our cars? It's got Teflon in it. It must be good. And it says DuPont, you know, better living through chemistry.
So not knowing, Griff and I are not car folk.
But I don't think we need to be car folks.
Okay.
I think we can just dish the listing. Although now I'm fascinated to find out more about this. Why is this rare? Why is it vintage? I want to know.
And why would somebody want it over... are they going to use the insides of it, or do they just collect the cans?
Well, apparently...
Billy,
let's see.
Call us, 888-Radio 30.
He doesn't say... Is it just the can? I don't think so. I think
sealed,
it's the stuff...
unopened.
Well, then it is the oil in the can, and it says here, the greatest chemical discovery for an engine since the invention of the automobile itself... This ad copy is forcing me to buy this item.
Instructions for use are on the back of the can. Pictures are not identical to the one you'll get since there are many of these cans available.
Yeah, that's okay.
The cans may vary in appearance as far as rust spots, but they're the same and fully sealed.
I assume we're buying it for what's in the can.
They're all full and sealed, it says.
Oh, I want it. It used to be original price, whenever it was sold, on the side of the can says $14.95. He's asking $17.77. $17.77 free shipping. Odd price. What happened in 1777?
I wonder.
It was the year after the Revolution, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, but it was really when it was signed. I think the Constitution actually got signed later. Oh, no, it was still in 1776, but on a different day than July 4th.
No, 1776 wasn't the Constitution, darling.
I'm sorry. I'm
That's
talking
the
about
Declaration.
The Declaration of Independence, yes.
So you need to go see Hamilton.
No. I know. Listen, I know more about that part of history than you'll ever know. I was
okay.
Yes, I was raised there.
Yeah.
Williamsburg, Yorktown.
You were there.
I'll tell you a few things.
You were an eyewitness. You and Betsy Ross used to have coffee together, sewing up those flags.
Yeah, and that biatch couldn't sew. I mean, you know, and she got all the attention. I got nothing.
Betsy the biatch?
Yes. Okay, so...
Anyway.
Griff and I don't know... what makes this so wonderful, but we're going to assume it's wonderful.
Yeah, I kind of want some. I feel left out not owning it.
So he gives...
good title. I'm
10% to charity.
You got to grease the charity as well as
and
your car.
And free shipping. Free expedited shipping. So if I were to buy this today, I would have it by Saturday.
I want to buy a can of this. What would I do with it?
I don't know.
Can I put it in my Murano? Can I put it in my smart car?
Is Howie out there fixing cars?
Howie? Fix a car? Are you kidding? I love him to death, but he's the least mechanical person inclined person I know.
So as far as we know, well, let's go to the chat board and see if anybody's got.
Well, in the meantime, I'm going to say that the title looks fine.
Yeah, because we don't know.
I can't think of anything else you could put in that title. His condition says new vintage cans have some rust but are sealed unopened. He's got more than 10 available. The photos, I mean, it's a can of oil.
Hello.
I think he's doing fine.
Yes.
I can see this can as though I'm holding it in my hand.
I can read everything on the back of it, Griff.
He's
done
everything.
Every single thing.
He's done everything but open the can and show the oil pouring out.
Right.
So I like your photos. They're kind of dramatic. There's a little shadow casting going on.
Yeah, it's cool.
And it's kind of dramatic. It's like, in some of these, it looks like, it reminds me kind of like the 2001 A Space Odyssey black monolith. If you could get a sound file in here, you could be playing, dun, 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 boom, 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 boom.
Now, is he allowed to sell this overseas?
I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah, I give him his permission. Sell it overseas.
I have no idea.
Just asking because it's some things liquid you know, have to
I have no idea. Yeah, I mean, that's neither here nor there, I suppose.
Right.
Did you know when we had Doug, you know, from the eBay charity on Tuesday?
Right.
No, not on Tuesday. He was on our, what am I saying? He was on our Periscope chat yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And he told us that if you have, and we have the data to support this, that all other things being equal, if you have a charity component to your listing, you get a bigger lift in price and traffic and bids.
Well, you seem like purchases. A real person that's doing
that. That's exactly what he said. It's a trust factor. People trust you if you're giving part of the proceeds to charity.
Right.
So high marks for that.
So item specifics, what can you say?
It's oil. It's oil in a can. I don't know what you can say. The text in the description is
more like a commercial.
It's fine. I mean, but what it's missing, if I had to, and I'm not going to take points away for this, what it needs is, I'm dying to know. I don't know. Why is this so rare? Why is this any good? Tell me why it's. Is it the Teflon? Will my car develop wings and fly away if I put this in to the tank or to the oil pan? It's going to force me to go find out now. But I'm going to give this, I can't find anything wrong with it. I'm going to give it a 5.
Me too.
You get a 5, and we'd like a free can of oil. Thank you so much. No, we couldn't do that. This segment was brought to you by
WorkPoint. We're not allowed.
I know, it's called
But if one showed up by mistake.
888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Attention online sellers. Legislators have immense power to affect your bottom line. eBayMainStreet.com is your hub for eBay's fight against unfair and burdensome internet sales taxes, as well as the push for favorable international shipping policies and more. Sign up today for important alerts at eBayMainStreet.com/join. You could be selected to meet with influential legislators to explain how their decisions could impact your business. That's eBayMainStreet.com/join.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 346.
How to visually merchandise your store and listings. Gladys Ramos is known on eBay as top-rated seller, antiques_R_great. Here's her tip.
Visually merchandising your store is basically setting up your store so that it's shopper-friendly. You have to mimic brick-and-mortar stores. This is where the visual part comes in. Everything is broken down by department. The women's, men's, electronics, and whatnot, footwear. It's all broken down by department, and it's all visually set up so that when you go in there, you know exactly what area you're in. So that's how you want to mimic your store categories.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email,
using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio Player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Suffering succotash, even.
We have another...
Remember him, Snagglepuss?
Of course.
Suffering succotash. I'm upset, even. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630.
So, we have another listing dish.
And okay.
This is from... This is from... No, but it's interesting.
Okay.
Valerie in Union City, California, known on eBay as Queen Bee Is Me. Isn't that a great name?
I love it.
Queen Bee Is Me. All right, it's item number 1118-0413-3874. 1118-0413-3874. They're knee-high boots, honey, but they're way too small for you.
I could cut off my toes.
As a matter of fact, they're my size.
Oh, babe, you would look good
well,
in these.
No,
I got to tell you.
We'll talk about that in a minute. But let's do some dishing when we get down to a certain part. I can show you something that I would like to see her put in there.
Her legs?
No.
Oh.
Short people are not buying these.
Why?
I need to know how high they are.
Oh.
Okay, see the picture of the boot. All right.
Yeah.
Not from the heel up.
Yeah.
But from, see where the, you know, right underneath, what do you call that? Where the black comes to the end there.
What?
So your instep.
The bottom of your...
The instep.
The
to
instep.
The bottom of the instep.
Right.
Up to the top of the boot. I need to know how many inches that is.
It's a lot of inches, babe.
Because a short person...
Yeah.
Those would not be knee high. Do you see what I mean?
They're supposed to be knee...
They would be too uncomfortable.
I see.
And they're my exact size, 6 medium.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. So, right. But because I don't know, I wouldn't know whether I wanted to buy them or not.
Well,
but
I'd buy them and force myself into them.
But let's talk about the title.
It's called Naturalizer. I assume that's the brand, right?
Yes, it is. It's a very comfortable brand, by the way.
Well,
that's what they're known for, their comfort.
I prefer the brand Unnaturalizer, which is extremely uncomfortable, but you look fabulous. Naturalizer Woman's Black Leather Suede Knee-High Boots, 6 Medium Comfort N5. What does Comfort N5 mean?
I'm not sure.
Is that a comfort rating?
It could be, but I do know that Naturalizer is known for comfort.
Yeah, I don't know what that Comfort N5 is, so I'm going to defer to Queen Bee Is Me, as she knows what she's doing with these boots.
So, item condition pre-owned, boots in almost new condition, leather is in good condition, the zippers work perfect. What do you think of the pictures?
Well, I think they're okay, but there's an issue. Do you see it, like the first one? They're kind of gauzy, hazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you use your phone I think you've used your smartphone or a tablet.
Which is okay.
I think the lens may have been dirty. If you're using your smartphone or your iPad, because unlike a camera where we tend to protect the lens surface,
mm-hmm.
Our iPhones slip in our pockets and we put our fingers all over them. Whenever you're going to take a photo of some items or anything, always have a little cloth or something. Use your shirt sleeve or something just to wipe the lens off. Because I think that's what's going on here. And what it does is make them look kind of contrasty, low contrast. And you want a little more. So I think and it's a minor issue, but that's a place of improvement, I think.
And she has used all 12 of her pictures, and we like that a lot.
Yeah, and she's got all the right angles. I can see the bottoms of the shoes, which show very little wear.
I can see the heel, which shows very little wear.
And that's important, because I think shoppers for shoes, I turn down more shoes when I'm outsourcing pre-owned shoes. If there's major wear on the bottom, mm-hmm. I don't buy them, which means a lot of good quality leather shoes that had leather soles. If that leather is really, it shows wear, I just walk away.
See, it used to be there was a day when there was the guy who fixed your shoes lived on your block.
Yeah, now try to find someone.
Right. So people are looking for things that are already fixed.
That's right. You know? So I like your photos, but like I said, I think they could use some improvement with the contrast.
Free economy shipping. We like that.
We love that.
Item specifics look really good.
She's got all the right ones.
Except I would, please, for short people, boots, sellers, if you're selling boots, please give me that other measurement.
Yes. Now, on to the description. And again, I would love some indication. What do you mean by comfort N5? It may be a little too in as a metric, and you'd be doing buyers who aren't aware of it some service by informing them what that means.
Okay, it says here, I just looked it up.
What does it mean?
So it says N5, it has to do with the brand name Naturalizer, okay? And N5, okay, it goes from 1 to 5, 1 being extra cushioning. This is a 5, lightweight material. Feature lightweight but durable materials are used throughout the design.
Okay, that
comfort
makes sense.
Comfort without the extra weight of the layers, so that's 5. So,
yeah.
So it's N5 comfort. So that means there's extra cushioning, breathable lining, balanced heel to toe, flexible soles, and lightweight material. That's what N5 means.
Right.
For that company.
So we have very little time left. I want to finish this up. When it comes to the description, your description starts off good, except then it does something that is a no-no. It gets real wordy. No one's going to read past the third paragraph.
And don't center your text, please.
Well, they're only centering the title, so I'm going to be okay with that.
Not on my page.
Oh, jeez. I have so much more I wanted to say
about this. We'll finish when we come back.
All right, that's a deal.
We'll take a break, go potty, we'll be right back.
This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Let's get on the phone, 888-723-4630. It's the eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee Show, coming back in a minute.
If you're looking for a cheaper, easier, more reliable shipping option for your latest sold item, say hello to Roadie. Roadie connects people who have stuff to send with a driver who's already heading that way. Just download the free Roadie app to your smartphone, then create a post describing what you need to send, where you need to send it, and when, including pickup and delivery locations. A verified Roadie driver will respond so you can work out the details. You pay through your Roadie account, then Roadie pays the driver. And since Roadie sets the price, there's no bartering or haggling. You can keep an eye on your shipment with real-time tracking and contact your driver at any point along the way. Plus, with every package insured for up to $500 and 24/7 customer support from Roadie's pit crew, you can trust your package will get where it needs to go. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. For more information, visit Roadie.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Designing your listings and store isn't just about creating a nifty logo, an attractive template, or frame. It goes deeper to express your personality, confirm your professionalism, and establish your brand. Sally Milo of Milo Design is the go-to resource for eBay sellers like you who want to brand their businesses on eBay. She's a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself. Sally stays on top of changes in the eBay marketplace, including optimizing your store and listing design for mobile. She just gets it. Sally will work closely with you to customize your logo, store pages, listing templates, profile, and much more, all to help you create a memorable impression that will bring customers back again and again. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.